3 minutes to six. You're with BBC Radio Northampton. It's Drive with Joe. Let's go back to Billing Aquadrome. Our reporter, James Xanadakis, where we hear residents are being evacuated as a result of flood warnings in force for that part of Northamptonshire. James, you described the Willow Lake levels so high that a bicycle had been submerged. What else is happening at Billing?
Well, like I said, I wasn't able to actually get in because there's so many cars going in and out at the moment. It's very, very difficult for them to let me in. But I'm actually joined by Peter Angelidis now. He's the Business Development Director for Pure Leisure. They obviously own Billing Aquadrome. Peter, what's going on here?
Well, about an hour and a half ago, we were advised by the EA to evacuate Billing Aquadrome as a precautionary measure due to the heavy rain that's due tonight and tomorrow morning. So if it came through the night, of course, it'd be very difficult to evacuate everybody in pitch darkness. So as a precautionary measure, we've worked with the multi-agencies and we're evacuating now for safety reasons, really.
Now, from where I'm standing now, I can't actually see the river then, but I'm sure you've seen it yourself. How close is it to bursting its banks?
Well, it's not as bad as it sounds, actually. It's actually down to the potential level of rain that's due. If it misses Northampton, there'll be no issue at all.
And of course, the residents themselves, I've got nowhere to go. This is their home. Where are they going to be going?
Well, that's not actually true. Lots of people have got lots of places to go, and including their alternative addresses.
But those who don't have anywhere to go, where are they going to be going?
Well, the EA have arranged for the Lings Leisure Centre to take everybody in with refreshments and food for this evening. And everybody's been fantastic on park, I have to say.
And when they're going to be allowed back in? Is it going to be tomorrow?
It will be after 9 o'clock in the morning, I would suspect.
Okay, well, one of those residents is joining me now, Mr. John Hughes. John, this is your home. How do you feel you've been evacuated?
Well, I think it's a good precautionary measure, really, as Mr. Lena said. If they have to evacuate in the middle of the night, families with children and that, it'd make it a massive job to get everyone off the park.
But have you got somewhere to go yourself?
Oh, I've got somewhere to go, yes.
I mean, you must feel for there are people that obviously don't have somewhere to go, and, you know, residents this evening, you must feel for them.
Oh, yes, yeah, I know quite a few. Yep. A few of them have been sorted out, but I don't know about the others. I've only just got back from work, you see, so...
Okay, Joe, well, everything seems to be in hand here. It seems that people have got places to go if they need to. And, you know, it's obviously not ideal, but it's a safety precaution and you have to respect those measures.